Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's 48 degrees at 1 o'clock. I'm David Ballarato. The news is brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick with their famous lifetime warranty on materials and labor. Trust PJ.com. Steelers star and Hollywood billionaire Thomas Tall brought excitement to Pittsburgh students today, unveiling a new initiative to support high school sports across the city. News Radio KDK's Tamara Rush has details.
Tall joined a packed gym at Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy to unveil the Tall Family Foundation's new team-up initiative. He told students that sports were a lifeline for him growing up as the son of a single mom.
All those things happened and helped shape my life, but there's something else that for me is deeply personal, is that sports is a lifeline, or it was for me.
And Steelers former quarterback Ben Roethlisberger spoke about the impact athletics had on his own life, drawing cheers from the crowd.
If it wasn't for sports, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have gone to college. We didn't have the money to go either. I played football, basketball, and baseball all the way until my senior year. And if I wasn't able to do that, I wouldn't have gone to Miami. I wouldn't have got sacked by James Harrison, who left, thank goodness.
Nine local school districts will share more than $2 million in grants aimed at strengthening high school athletics. Tamara Rush, News Radio KDKA.
There's light at the end of the tunnel. Pittsburgh Regional Transit says the Mount Washington Transit Tunnel is expected to reopen by the end of the year. The tunnel was closed back in February to replace the tracks, restore the roadway, and repair overhead electric lines. Cranberry Township supervisors named a new police chief last night. Kenneth Ruckles' first day leading Cranberry Police will be December 1st. He advanced from patrol officer with Allegheny County Police to detective, sergeant, and lieutenant, and was most recently division commander. He's replacing the retiring Kevin Meyer. 82 million Americans are going to travel this Thanksgiving, at least 50 miles, many by air. Earlier this week, the Transportation Secretary posted a public service announcement asking air travelers to be kind and to be nice. Travel expert Bobby Laurie tells the Big K Morning Show this is something that flight attendants and airline crews have been saying for years.
Being nice to people just makes everyone's travel experience so much better. And it doesn't really take much to say please, thank you, or good morning.
Amtrak also expects to break records this Thanksgiving. CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace has details.
The railroad says 1.2 million holiday travelers will use its service. Loyola University student Topher Royce is headed home on Amtrak after he had a bad airline experience a few weeks ago.
It was a mess, a lot of delays, so I think Amtrak's definitely the way to go.
2025 has been a banner year for Amtrak. It just closed its fiscal year with record ridership and record revenue. Amtrak still doesn't make money, but its operating loss of $600 million was a 15% improvement from a year ago. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 659 points. The Nasdaq is up 225. The S&P 500 is also up. It's currently higher by 76 points. KDKA Sports, the Pens are back in action tonight. They host the Wild at 7. Tomorrow on KDK Radio, WPIAL Championships from Acrisure Stadium. Our coverage begins with the 1A Championship at 1. KDK Radio News, Time 103. Time to get ready to roll at the Bocce House of Pittsburgh in RIDC Park, where great food and great drinks meet even better company. Right now, it is currently 48 degrees in Pittsburgh. The AccuWeather forecast is next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello. Well, spending the whole weekend with my son. Going to Ohio. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I got to grab a headset. I don't know what I did. I pulled it out or the earpiece or something happened. I have no way of hearing anything. Hold on. You know what I did? I thought the show was over and I put it away. It's never over until we talk to Matt Smith. My man, how are you, sir? Matt there? Matt?
Oh, yep, can you hear me?
How are you, sir?
Good, how are you doing? Everything good on your end, Marty?
My man, did you look at your phone? Did you look at that picture I sent you?
I did, I'm on it. I think there might be an explanation, so I'll figure it out.
Come on, Matt. Come on, Matt. That has to be fixed, that score, right? Come on, Matt. I know it's trivial, but I'm getting blown up with people. You know how Pittsburghers are. They're going to spend the rest of their lives demanding that we fix that sign at the airport.
I hear you.
You know that's true. Hey, the reason why I have him here is not to whine about the airport. The airport's amazing, but that does need to be fixed. Greater Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce. My man. What happens is we kind of get in the bubble in the Berg. You go downtown, it's kind of grimy. You don't see any new business. You see some of the data. You see some of the tax increase for the county. They're talking about increasing taxes for the city. And we kind of get down on ourselves. It's kind of natural. But there is great hope and opportunity, is there not? And that is coming out in a lot of media reporting, sir, is it not?
Yeah, and it's a really important message, Marty. You know, recently Site Selection Magazine, which is a really well-respected magazine read by professionals in the site selection industry who are literally deciding where to put projects, where to put states on lists. Pennsylvania jumped seven spots from 18 to number 11 in their state business climate rankings for 2025. And it's significant because it number one, sends not only the signal and creates the perception that Pennsylvania is competing for projects again in a really large way, but it also reflects objective performance of the state across lowering our corporate net income tax rate, a better permitting structure. We're investing in sites. And so what Site Selection Magazine said is because of all those demonstrably objective metrics, Pennsylvania is going to jump seven spots. And so it's a really important signal to the world that Pennsylvania is open for business.
My man, you kind of live it though. You have your kind of hand on this stuff. Is this legit or is this BS? Are you hearing from people that say, yeah, Pittsburgh's cool, or is this BS or another puff piece?
Yeah, no, it's legit. I mean, it's based on a 14 metric index that takes into account new corporate facility projects, tax competitiveness, fast-growing companies, tech employment, quality of life, you know, a whole host of factors. And in this publication said, because of the changes that Pennsylvania has made to make Pennsylvania, and certainly in our case, Southwestern PA, a healthier host for business investment, that, you know, that resulted in that jump of seven spots. And so, you know, again, it's both the objective metrics, but also the, you know, the fact that this sends a signal and creates the perception among national site selectors, finally, after many, many years, that Pennsylvania is open for business. And so it's a really significant thing. And I think, you know, for us, Marty, it's a reflection of a lot of the work that many, many partners have put in over the last successive years to change our tax structure, change our regulatory structure. And I think the bipartisan work that has been done in Harrisburg, Governor Shapiro certainly leading it, and the fact that we now have a state economic development strategy is really significant as well. But they've worked really well with the Senate Republicans to make sure that we have better permitting, better regulatory frameworks in place so that when site selectors look at Pennsylvania, they can see that we're making those significant improvements.
Well, I love Matt, one of my favorite people, because he's always been a leader. And so I lived in Texas. And Matt knows this. Here's what happens in Texas. This is the truth. You fly in there, Matt. They take you to a plot of land. They say, my man, we're going to build your business here. We're going to put highways in for free. You're not going to pay any taxes for 10 years. And there's no unions. So that's what you fight here, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah. And you know, over the last couple of years, you know, and I think this ranking is a reflection of it, we finally have tools in the toolbox to compete not only with Texas, but with states like North Carolina and Ohio for these large scale business investments. You know, I came on a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, and talked about Eos Energy investing.
Love them.
In a new manufacturing facility and a new headquarters. And I think, you know, when you have companies like that, you know, on a competitive playing field, making a decision and planting a flag in southwestern Pennsylvania, it's really significant. And that's where I think you have that reflected in moving up the rankings like this so dramatically. There were very few states across the country that jumped this dramatically in this business climate ranking. And I think it's a product of not only the policy work that's been done, but companies like Eos Energy saying, we want to invest in Pennsylvania because we think it's a growth market. And that's what we're really emphasizing.
Matt Smith, Greater Pittsburgh Chamber. I don't know if I know you know this stuff. Patrick, I think, had this up on the screen yesterday. I think there were videos in Times Square, weren't there, Patrick, asking companies to move to Pittsburgh. Have you seen this, Matt? Have you seen this?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's a reflection of continuing to communicate that, you know, Pennsylvania, southwestern Pennsylvania is open for business. You know, we recognize here, you know, maybe unlike some other states and markets, that you need economic growth in order to have a vibrant society. If you want to invest in roads and education and parks, you can't do that in a contracting economy. You need a growing economy where that growth is going to create tax revenue. And so we recognize that here, I think in a bipartisan way. You know, Governor Shapiro has done great work on the one side of the aisle, and the Republicans in the Senate in particular have done great work on the other side to communicate the message that they really understand that growth underpins everything else. And without that economic growth, you really can't do much of anything else.
Wasn't McCormick really doing this, Matt? Dave McCormick cut a lot of spots. He's all over this, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, the one really unique thing that I think, you know, we have right now, and I think in many ways 2025 could be a real pivot year for southwestern Pennsylvania, because we now have a senator like Dave McCormick, who's out there at the federal level, creating opportunity, fighting for projects for southwestern Pennsylvania. We have a governor and Governor Shapiro at the state level who's doing much of the same work at the state level. And then we're going to have a mayor in a couple of, you know, 6 weeks or so, who's also going to, you know, if you will, sing from that same, you know, book. And so we have a political cohesion in southwestern Pennsylvania with leaders now at the local, state, and federal level that we've never had. And they all recognize that economic growth is a necessity. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity that we all need if we want to make those investments that we all care about in infrastructure, education, and parks. You can't do that in a contracting economy.
Matt Smith, right on, brother. Whatever you need, man, I'm here. I love it. I love the opportunity.
Thanks, Marty.
I feel the same hope. I really do. I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're turning a corner in rankings like the one I've been talking about. That's a demonstrable example of how Pennsylvania and in turn southwestern Pennsylvania, we're buyers now. We're competing for these projects, and we have a right to win these projects. We should win these projects. And I think more to come the rest of this year and into 2026.
Nothing happens till we fix that display at the airport, Matt.
I'm on it, Rick. I'm on it, Marty.
Matt Smith, my man. We'll be right back.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I want to know what companies are coming here. I do. I like the buzz. I have a bunch of friends that are venture capital guys. They have VC firms here. And it's a dog. here. I know a couple of young men that have AI companies, and they couldn't raise a nickel here. They just couldn't. I love Pittsburgh. I raised money here. I probably raised, I don't know, $10 million. But most people can't. And a specific case, a young man that I know very well, who has an AI company that's booming, and he got all of his, he's from Carnegie Mellon. He's a freshman. He's 18 years old. His name's Alec. And in fact, he has a deal with MediConnect. They were in here yesterday, and they're using his AI software. Anyway, he couldn't get a nickel from anyone in Pittsburgh. Got funded in San Francisco. Where do you think he's living? And I'm not trying to pick on Pittsburgh, and I certainly hope Matt doesn't take that as being derogatory. I love him, and I love the optimism. There has to be a cash flow into this town. There are people trying to raise a $200 million fund right now, right? $200 million. So that the young men like Alec that I'm talking about will stay here with their companies. I like lists, but I want to see companies. I like all these little lists. I think that's fine. But I want to see job growth. And as I said to Matt, and I love him. I've known him since he was a state leader. He's a brilliant guy. He's a Mount Lebo guy. I see him running. He's a family guy. He's a fantastic leader. There's a reason why county taxes went up almost 40%. There's a reason why the city's, what, $20 million in the hole and might have to raise taxes even more for all this stuff. And because there's no growth. And that's where we're at. And the truth of the matter is that my boy Rob Kenya, who's one of my close friends and my son's godfather, travels in Ohio. And it's funny you should mention this. Columbus, Ohio's kicking our ass. They are. Why? It's state capital. And they all see it. They eat there. They live there. So they throw money at companies there. And so they're kicking our ass. Is that Rob in the top? Yeah. And he's a daycare guy and just bought a number of daycares in Ohio. And let's be blunt, Rob. It's much easier to do business in Ohio. And he's from here and he's my boy, but honestly, it is, sir, isn't it?
I really enjoy doing business in Ohio, yes.
Tell us why it's easier, because I've heard this from 1,000 men.
I don't even know where to start. I mean, from the very first thing you're doing, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in. I specialize in childcare operations, but I've consulted in manufacturing and healthcare and other industries. Everything's just easier. Like you said in Texas, you know, this is where we're going to do it. And I'm a big fan of Matt Smith from the time he was a state senator. Great guy. But we're backfilling in Pittsburgh and in Pennsylvania. We're trying to backfill all the losses and companies that have left and development that's left and the, you know, making it difficult for energy producers to drill and use our natural resources that we have.
Well, let's be personal. You couldn't get daycares here. You got them in Ohio because it's easier.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Acquisitions, build outs. Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about, I think it's great. I love everything Matt has to say.
We're not trying to be encouraged.
I cannot wait for Mayor O'Connor, you know, if we can get the city, the county, and the state aligned and have a growth mindset, I am really excited for Pennsylvania and for Pittsburgh. Yep. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, advertising in Times Square, come to Pittsburgh. I'm driving between Columbus and Cincinnati, between these childcare centers, and there's a $2.2 billion battery factory being built by Hunt. And I mean, the 1 week I'm driving by, I'm like, that's an interesting power grid. And then within a month, this thing has just turned into this monstrosity in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, I'm having meetings in Ohio because the 22,000 workers are going to need housing, childcare, you know, all these different things.
Wow.
And if you build it, they will come. But in this, whether it's the suburbs or the cities in Ohio, the number of giant cranes, when they're attracting businesses, just like in Texas, it's where are we going to put them now?
I agree. And you know, the governor admits this, by the way. He admits we suck compared to Ohio. He does. And you see it. You live it.
The tax environment's more difficult. The regulatory environment's more difficult. When you have drilling companies, you know, wells down and wells up, you know, their drills down in Pennsylvania and their drills up in Ohio and other states, just because there's oil there, too. There's opportunity there, and it's just a hell of a lot cheaper and easier to do business.
Hey, Ron, let me read you this from my boy Wayne, who's an entrepreneur and a thousand other things. I can get a building permit in Cleveland in a couple weeks. Pittsburgh takes 8 weeks at minimum. You've seen that, too. You've seen it. You live it, trying to get daycares open.
Oh, yeah, whether it's the local zoning. I mean, you and I talked about the ridiculous parking requirement for child care centers within, you know, city limits and things like that. So, they just make everything so difficult and everything so hard. Yet, you know, they keep wanting to beat people up for leaving the area or leaving the state, but they just make it so hard to do business.
There is no more committed family man than Rob. None. And covets being home like I do. There's no way in hell my man wants to drive to Ohio to do business, but he's there because he can. That's fair, isn't it? Right?
I'd rather have 10 in Allegheny County, right 10 on. In Washington right County. On. I'll go to Butler. Right That'd on. Be a nice day trip for me.
Right yeah. Hey, before I go, I got to ask you this. I saw a piece on the network this morning saying people are paying more for child care than rent. Is that accurate?
If you've got two kids, definitely.
Wow.
And it depends on where and when. But yeah, I mean, even an inexpensive child care center, especially if you've got an infant, wow, you're well over $1,200 a month.
Whoa.
In
so
a lot
if you have
of cases.
Two, that's 24.
Well, it gets a little cheaper. So if you've got an infant and a preschooler, it's a little over $2,000 a month.
Wow.
But yeah, my Columbus center is, you know, that client of mine, they're charging about $2,000 a month for an infant.
Oh. Wow. Rob Kenyon, my brother. Great insight, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
He's right on, man. My man gets it. My man Anthony, go, brother.
Well, look, the governor needs to go to the legislature and the state senator and say, look, we need to streamline
right
everything
right
from
on.
Our regulatory restrictions to our taxes, because we're not just in competition with foreign entities. We're in competition with the states around us.
Ohio.
And they're losing.
Right on.
Look what happened. See, and then you've got these arrogant leftists in Philly and Pittsburgh who hate business for some reason.
True.
And the businesses in Lawrenceville told the dome in that crowd that what you're trying to propose is going to hurt our business and congestion and all kind of nonsense. They did it anyway. And look, I just saw a report on your station the other day. Look what has happened.
Right on.
So, I mean, you got to listen to the business people. They pay the freight. But these arrogant lefties think they don't need business.
No,
it's all just going to come organic.
I don't get it. With government money, brother.
Yeah, but you know what? With these smoke shops going to disappear pretty soon, we won't have any new businesses, will we?
Them. Anthony, my brother, thank you, sir.
All right.
My man gets it, too. Huh? Venison's awful. Awful. If you eat that, you're desperate, man. Awful. I love when guys say, you're just not marinating it right. Yeah, whatever. It's nasty, man. It's just, and it's so much, so lean. Shut up. Leave. I love when they say, I make great venison jerky. Stop. Stop. Leave it in your damn freezer, man. I don't want that crap. Venison. Venison jerky. I got your, forget it. The wonder of it all, man. Yesterday morning, I asked folks for 25 turkeys. It's a true story. I had 20 people ready to give $2,000 for 2,000. I could have bought 2,000 turkeys yesterday. One of my boys, who I love to death, dropped $1,000 in cash up here about an hour ago and said, give it to a family. We will. We get down on the process. We get down on the world, but there's so much damn hope and opportunity. And I'm not going to leave without mentioning this again. Two young women came to us yesterday, couldn't find their brother. They thought he was dead, overdosed. He was a heroin addict. They had wanted posters up on phone poles all over town. We posted it on social. We had them live. He saw it and heard of it, and they found their brother alive. I was crying last night, 10:20 at night. What's my point? It's a hell of a town, man. And then there's Rob Strome. We go way back. No, we don't. We have 8,000 connections in this town. But where we do connect is the greatness of kindness of caring. Rob reached out and said, hey, 25 turkeys, got them, done. Boom. There's a church in Homewood that needed 25 turkeys. We're pushing 500 turkeys we've given away. It started with Giant Eagle. They gave us a couple hundred, and then it went from there, and it continues. And we love all of you. But Rob and his folks, quite frankly, at Coldwell Banker, stepped up because they can, because they love it. Rob, what's up?
Hey, you doing, Marty?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
You like doing the right thing, do you not, sir?
Absolutely. It's the only way to do it in America.
What is it, man? The way you were raised? Give me a story, that your background, where your dad did, then boom, boom, boom. Because that's how I learned it, from my mom and dad.
My whole family taught me to give back, that it was the only thing to do. And I've been doing it my whole life. And basically, when I came to Coldwell Banker 34 years ago, nice. We started giving away. We started with 10 turkeys wow. a year for families. And we're now up to 125. And with you now, we added another 40. We ordered 40 more yesterday for your group.
Oh, they wanted 40.
They needed 40. Oh. He only was asking for 25, but we gave him 40.
Oh, you're unbelievable. You changed their Thanksgiving.
We try to change everybody's Thanksgiving.
Rob Strome, realtor, Caldwell Banker, Fox Chapel. And so you hooked up with him, and when you told him 40, how did he react, man?
He said, that's great. He didn't have to go out and look for him. In fact, we're going to pick him up here in the next half hour.
Oh, wow. Where at?
The Walmart up at the Mills Mall.
That's fantastic, man. Can I ask a dumb question? What does it cost now? Turkey per pound at Walmart when you go there and buy 40. What's the cost per pound?
You're probably around 80 cents a pound.
Oh.
And, you know, we did this all the way through COVID.
Wow.
And your buddy and my buddy, JK, helped me out. He helped us out with that.
I love him.
Yep, we ended up, if it wasn't for Gus and Sari and JK, we wouldn't have had our turkeys.
Gus, my boy from Central.
Yep.
I love both of them, man. So we're all in the same circle, aren't we?
We sure are.
I love you, man. You made my day, and what you're doing is make... How are you doing? Do you have a big truck, or what is it, man?
I have a pickup truck. We're going to go pick them up and have them over there tomorrow morning.
Can you do me a favor and shoot me a video when you do it with your cell phone?
You sure will.
And just talk about it, then just send it to me, Rob.
You know, if it wasn't for the people in this office, we would never have what we have.
I love it.
This would have never gone together.
My man, Rob Strome, realtor, Caldwell Banker, Fox Chapel. Love it. Love what you do. Love your business. And I love that we have the same friends because we all give a damn. Don't we, sir?
Yes, we do.
Thanks, my man. Appreciate you. Remember that video, right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks,
have
buddy.
A great Thanksgiving.
You
see
too,
you.
Brother. I love that story. I just love that story. It's the coolest thing having a talk show, quite frankly, that's kind of reactionary like this, because you get a lot of nuts and then you get unbelievably cool people like that. And this wonderful young man sent me a note that their church was short on turkeys, and I literally sent him a note yesterday. I'm working on it, and I went on the air and bam, here we are. Bam, done. It's a beautiful thing. I have so many people here. Tom sent me a note, 50 turkeys from Giant Eagle. Tom sent me a note yesterday. Another guy called, said, right now I'll give you $500 to buy more turkeys. Anonymous. I'm not kidding. Another guy. I have $500. Another woman, I have $1,000 right here. So hold on. This is John Tucker. John Tucker is the one that started out the conversation about his church needed turkeys, and he's getting 40 of them, which is beautiful. If you lose faith, all you got to do is this kind of thing, and you find out that, here we go, I spoke with Sylvia. This is the original note from John. We are currently have 66 confirmed orders. We need 40 more. Wow. At their church in Homewood, their senior pastor. John Tucker's getting 40 turkeys today. You know why? Because of my man. My man, Rob. All right, folks. Never forget the greatness that exists. Don't ever give up, because I find it all the time, man, every day. Every day. Rob Strome, Caldwell Bankers. Wow, the best. 40 free turkeys. Cool. Hunters get all worked up about the venison. Venison sucks. I'm sorry, man. It's awful. Same with pheasant. Ugh. One of my friends brought me pheasant stew. True story. It had friggin' BBs in it. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Oh, he goes, oh, yeah. Those are from the shotgun. I swear. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, I shot and killed a pheasant, and then I take the BBs out of the meat, and I guess I missed some. Oh, delicious. Squirrel, same. Ugh, this tastes like chicken crap. No. No. And venison's the worst. Awful. You didn't marinate it long enough. Okay, fine. You know what I love about Pennsylvania? If you hit a deer, you can't, and it jacks up your car, you can't take it home. You have to get a friggin' permit. I am not lying. That is the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. Oh, yeah, a deer just did $8,000 damage to my car. I'm taking it home and eating it. No, you're not, sir. Uh-huh. I got your venison. It's horrible. My man's in there laughing. You like it? Come on, man. Tell me the truth. You know it sucks. See, he can't. He's so nice. He can't tell the truth about this stuff. Come on, Trevin. Jump
when
in
I
here,
ate
man.
Meat,
it tastes like
was good.
The south end of a
no,
northbound
man.
Skunk.
Venison was good. I stopped eating meat, so I you know, that was years ago.
Uh-huh.
Though, but venison was good.
Venison made you stop.
No.
Tastes like. Like I said, the south end of a northbound skunk, if you know what I'm saying. Venison. Oh, that's right, you quit eating meat. Why
yes,
is
sir.
That? Why is that?
There was a documentary out.
Oh.
And it was called...
Meat Sucks?
No, it was something about meat. And then it showed all the processing and storage and all of that. And
I see.
Yeah, motivated all right. me not to eat meat.
What about Thanksgiving? You eat the fixins?
For Thanksgiving, for real,
yeah.
To be totally transparent,
of course.
My Thanksgiving meal could be greens, cornbread, and potato salad.
I'm cool with that. I don't like turkey. I have no taste because of my cancer treatment, no taste for chicken or turkey. So I might as well eat wallboard.
And you don't eat salmon either, do you?
I love salmon.
You do? Okay, yeah. That I can have that for Thanksgiving as well.
What about that tofurkey?
No.
I've had the turducken several times. Turkey, chicken, and duck, all it's gross.
Stacking your meats.
It's disgusting. They form it, and they send it to you from New Orleans. There's some famous restaurant we had it sent when I was a show host in Dallas. It was nasty.
Wait, so when John Madden was talking about that and it became very popular, you were in Dallas at the time?
Yeah, it's real. Patrick's probably had them.
I've had a turducken, yeah.
And they try to cook them, but they're all different meats, and they cook at different temperatures, and duck and turkey and... The light meat and the dark meat and the chicken. And it's stupid. Right up there with saying venison's good. Thank you. I love it when guys say, I got some venison jerky. I'm going to bring it. No, you can have it. And those poor guys at those processing places. Whoo! Have you been there on hunting day? Wow. Talk about Thunderdome. Lord of the Flies.
My brother does that.
Literally. Oh, it's nasty. Blood and guts and venison hanging around. Got me a buck, 5 points. Oh, good for you. What about you? Do you like the venison, sir?
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're so full of crap.
No.
When's the last time you had it?
Do you eat bologna?
Couple years.
Marty?
A couple years. See, it's been like 30 years. Now he's saying he grew the deer and hunted it.
No, my grandfather was a game warden, so we grew up with
sure he was
deer.
Was this when you were
elk,
in the gangs or
quail?
Because I didn't know they had gangs out in the woods. Right, Trevin?
Wow,
you were doing Boys in the Hood yesterday. Now he's a friggin' game warden out in the woods. We can't have it both ways.
Inside joke. People won't understand what you're talking about.
It doesn't
Mark.
Matter.
They have no idea.
It's all part of the show we do every day.
So my grandfather was in the equivalent of like Greene County, just down in Arkansas. So
his grandfather was Daniel Boone.
Not that old.
Oh, all that nasty game.
So what will you have for Thanksgiving dinner?
I'll just eat the stuffing and all the other stuff.
No venison.
Ugh. Ugh. What's the nasty? intestines that that the Italians eat. That dish they brought up here and made me eat one day.
Was it tripe?
Tripe. Take a big snot from a Kleenex and put it in spaghetti sauce. And remember the chef? He brought it in here and made me eat it. Horrible. I love food and I love people and I love the people's stories, but I'm not a fan of some of this weird stuff that people eat, but good for them. And I love and respect and admire hunters. You know why? And it's the same thing I say every year. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm spending the whole weekend with my son. It's a 2.5 hour drive each way. We're going to a Bowling Green to swim. He's a swimmer in a big meet in Ohio. And I find these moments where you have all this time with your son more significant than anything in my life. And it's the same with hunting. Whether I like the venison is irrelevant. Irrelevant as hell. The relevant thing is that, and Patrick knows this because they've called us, kids, grandkids, grandparents, uncles, aunts, they all go out in the woods and hunt, man. A million of them. It's really cool. It's a hell of a thing to keep families together. It's a hell of a way to spend time with your grandfather and your father. In a world where most kids would rather be on their cell phone, it's kind of cool. They're out there sitting with you in a damn tree. And it's the same thing with myself and my son. We'll be in a car for 2.5 hours. Then we'll be at a pool for 7 hours. Right? And then we'll have dinner and hang out. These things you can never, ever, ever replace. And so you covet every single moment. Why? Because you can.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.